Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Okay, I'm in. We had some technical difficulties tonight, and I appreciate you for hanging in there with me. This is my last day to be cruising under the moon cycle, so I credit this to the lunar phase that I'm ending today. This is Dora Jones, and I am your host. So glad that you tuned in, and those of you that's been waiting in queue for me to come on, I appreciate you. And if I lose you today, know that I'll come back in, really having some technical difficulties with the electronics in these last few days. So stay with us. You are tuned in to the Mystic Diva Show, and I'm so glad to be with you at this time. My guest today is Candy Taylor Jeter, if she can get into the show. There were some things going on in the scheduling. So again, greetings and welcome to our sacred space. Today we have a scoop on relationships. Agenda. Is your agenda for love or for money? Stay with us for this alluring, provocative show on what motivates your relationship agenda. And do allow our tools to soothe you and build a bridge to beyond. We are here to enhance your life and to simply remind you that the true genie is inside, so let your soul's dream soar. To participate live in our show today, call us at 914-338-0695, and to listen, go to BlakeRadio.com and click on Rainbow Soul. Remember, Mystic Diva has the best of talk radio. So to get the scoop, we're giving you the scoop today on relationship agendas. We've been talking about relationships for quite a while. This is my life cycle to enhance our journey through partnership and relationship. So we'll be giving you the scoop on relationship deal breakers. We'll be talking about how long does the interview period last. We talked about interviews last week. And what's on your relationship plate? And is your relationship agenda driven by love? Is it driven by sex? Or is it driven by money? Again, you're listening to Mystic Diva, host Dora Jones. Relationship agenda, is it for sex or is it for money? We want to pause now. You close your eyes for just a moment and relax. In the quietness and the confidence, know that that is your strength. And truly, God, you are, is life. We understand that and we express that. God is truth. We understand that and we express that. God is divine love. We understand. God is divine love and we express God is divine love. God is infinite wisdom, and that wisdom is ours. That wisdom lead us and guide us. So embrace your sacred self. And as you embrace your sacred self, affirm, I feel divine, I feel the real thing. I feel sacred. Open up and allow sacred thoughts to come into your mind, to step fully into the wild sacred paradise, to go deeper. Now look around and see your beautiful sacred, your sacred body, and come back to you. Allow the joy of your soul, of your being, to come into your mind and to give thanks for your sacred life, your sacred temple that you designed. And so it is. Sit back and relax and enjoy the feast we have prepared for you. You tune into the Mystic Diva Show. My name is Dora Jones, your spiritual life purpose coach and host. Again, welcome. To participate live, call us at 914-338-0695. To listen, go to blakeradio.com, Rainbow Soul. And to contact us anytime, go to inspirationscoop.com or email me, dorajones@inspirationscoop.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and those that are tuning in via the chat room. I thank you for your participation as always. I'm about to launch that for you so that you know that we are in the house and we have a great show for you today. So we appreciate you always being with us. It is so divine. When I think about who we are, for real. When I think about the wonderful things that we bring to the table, that we have created, oh, we create such magical things. I'm just amazed. And when I give my thoughts to thinking about the things that we create, especially in the arena of relationships, it is a very, very powerful thing. It is so divine to have that kind of, it's a power. It's a capacity. It's an ability to allow yourself to simply be open, to share your space, to truly connect with another being. That is a truly, truly a divine thing. Will you join me for just a moment and allow yourself to think about the times that you spend with another person, the time that you give your energy to someone else. When you think about you and when you think about you with another person, when you think about what it is that you truly want to share, and you think about what you're truly given at that particular time, that energy that you are expending, that you are sharing at that moment with another person. What comes to your mind in the sweetness when you're truly interacting, your capacity to share you in such an intimate way with another God? because that's what we really are. What comes to your mind? How do you feel? I really want you to think about, what are you doing? Are you smiling when you're participating with another person? Do you give all you got? Do you hold back? When you let yourself truly in, and you're trusting yourself enough to be with this person, and you're truly open, how does that feel? How does it feel when you are, when you know for sure that you are operating and you're truly given to yourself an opportunity to experience love? What happens to you? What happens when you give yourself to another person? These are some of the questions we're going to explore today as we move through our show, and truly taking a look at the relationship agenda. What motivates you and what drives you to open yourself up to another person in such an intimate, private way? We're talking about man to woman, female to male. When you truly, and you know that you're really open, what's on your agenda? What is driving you at these moments? What do you think about? What happened to you at those moments? Do you ever really, really think about you at those moments? But this is what we're going to explore today. This you that shows up when you're in a relationship, when you are contemplating a relationship. What happens? How do you interact? What goes on in your mind? What's truly, truly motivating you? These are some of the things that I think about. And choosing a journey in this life cycle to evolve, to move through my cycle as it deals with partnerships and relationships. One of the things that comes across my desk, my table, as I work with so many different clients, and as I've said in previous shows, we're always in some type of relationship. It is always some other being that you are interacting with. You're never alone because you got you. And when you are engaging with another aspect of you, another God, Do you leave yourself? Are you able to maintain your uniqueness and participate? Are you able to maintain and experience the capacity to share yourself? Do you enjoy engaging the ability of loving? These are some of the things that we want to take a look at today as we move through our show. It's exciting. It's so exciting when you really, really think about what you give to your, what you are giving to yourself as you allow yourself to experience someone else. You've given this to you. How important is that to you? That you truly give you to you? And when you're engaging, you are so aware, you're so conscious of what's driving you. You are so there. You're really, really there with you. Today, our topic, relationships. Is your agenda for sex? Is your agenda for money? Or is your agenda for truly to experience the ability to love? Love is a capacity to express who you are. It creates, love creates. Oh, it is so magical when you really, really think about it, when you really, really think about loving and expanding and being present with yourself. So we're going to go to the phone line now and welcome our callers and those that's in the chat room. I'm not really monitoring today, but hopefully I'll get to you and see who's there. So in the phone lines now, we're going to bring in 770-283, your name and where you're calling from, please. Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there? Okay. We'll come back to you. Okay, 718-638. Can you hear me? Have I lost the... Are you there?
A pleasure. Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, indeed. Well, thank you. Remember it. Yes, this is Jay from New York, and I'm hearing your dulcet tones, and as usual, I'm loving the sound of you.
Thank you, Jay.
What's going on with you? As usual.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. What's going on with you today?
Well, I just decided, as I said, you were so awesome when I was just, when I kind of stumbled upon you last week. So I was searching to see if you were indeed on today, and whose dulcet tones do I hear but yours? And I said, yay, a treat. And so, of course, I'm listening to you talking on matters of the heart and, of course, enjoying every second of it.
I'm so glad you're enjoying it. And it just takes it to an extended level since you represent the male gender. And to have that kind of participation and contribution to Mystic Diva, I am truly grateful. So thank you.
Well, I'm grateful for hearing you because you're coming across well, and it's pouring over here in New York City, and just to hear the dulcet tones of you speaking of matters of the heart is just great.
Okay. All right. You going to stay with us throughout the show?
Oh, but of course. Absolutely. Positively. Okay. You know, I'm still very, very single, so if any of your female callers are in or about the New York City area and they're looking for a cute, kind, and very thoughtful bachelor. Okay, I think I've had enough self-promotion, but I'll certainly be listening and holding.
Okay, you say if I had, so you are, if some of my clients are looking for a very, very single bachelor.
Yes, a fun-loving, non-self-absorbed Sagittarius, yes.
Fun-loving, non-self-absorbed.
Yes, non-self-absorbed Sag who has a wicked sense of humor and loves comedy.
Wicked sense of humor.
Yes, my weaknesses are comedies and classic movies.
Oh, those are mine. And of course, I love a good love story. I love a good romance. I love a good
romance story.
And if it's comedy and a little bit of mystery with it, for instance, I love the old Thin Man movies because there was a little bit of comedy and a little bit of mystery in that. Those were fun. And they're classic movies, so the classic channel is one of my favorites when I decide to tune into some comedy.
I love the classic movie channel, indeed. You know, I have to say, just one more quick thing. You know, no matter who I may wind up speaking to today, no matter how good they sound, I doubt if they'll be able to match your voice. You know, I don't want to say this because I know you're the host, but every time I hear you, I just swoon a little more.
Oh, you get me blushing.
Oh, my.
Wow, you're going to make me want to come to New York.
Oh, well, I will certainly meet you at that airport. I'll tell you. With a voice like his, oh, please, I know you've heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that before, but not the way
and
you put it.
And it's absolutely true.
Oh, well, thank you, Jay.
You know what I'm doing? I'm sitting here just listening to you and you speaking of the, you know, love and your philosophy and matters of the heart. Now, I know I shouldn't say this, but the truth is the truth. As part of my swoon, I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm going,
Shall I swoon you a little more since we're talking about relationships and love? I think my audience would love to hear this. I'm going to swoon you a little more and let you really, really feel me. You want to do that?
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay, this is Adult Hour. There's a favorite chant that I wrote many, many years ago when I was wanting to really connect with the twin flame energy. And I would say, feel lonely tonight, just wondering, where are you? That's enough, right?
Very nice, indeed. Yes, you had me wanting to say more in encore, but I'll take what I can get. I love being greedy, but I'll tell you, I can certainly get used to hearing your voice, indeed. I'll tell you. Very nice,
and
Ivana, I must say.
I'll give you just a little more, and it goes, and then there's another version that says, let's go to that place where we used to meet, lie cheek to cheek, and love the night away. Ooh, baby, I need you. Hold me tight. I feel a little lonely tonight. Okay, Jay, I'm going to take another call.
Before you go, one quick question.
Okay.
May
yes.
I fly out to you, please?
Yes, please.
May I get on the nearest plane and fly out to you? You sound so good. My goodness.
We'll talk about that. Thank you. You're making me smile and making me blush, and I
really speak the truth, but thank you very much.
I love men, period. And those that find me so alluring. And don't mind telling me, because I'm sitting in the desert and I don't know what has happened to these guys. Well, that's another show. Okay, Jay, I'll get back to you in a minute. Okay,
I'll be listening with bated breath, and thanks again.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to take a we're going to take another call right now. We're going to go and I think my guest has come on the line, so we're going to, of course, bring her in a few minutes. And since I am Vedic Sagittarius, I love to flirt. Okay, we're going to the phone lines and I bring in my guest. She's in the house. Candy.
Hey, Dora, how you doing?
Oh, wonderful.
I can't leave you alone for a minute without you first. I was wondering what was going on when I remember when I was telling you how I can miss a few seconds of your show, and I've missed a lot. When I came in, I was like, okay, is the topic still the same? Did they switch up and I didn't know? But really, you know, we had that conversation earlier where I used the phrase spiritually sexy.
You did.
Yeah. Where, you know, your spirit is alluring and it makes people want to hear more. So that's what he's describing, because it's one of those things where your show has really been going on for a long time and people get a lot out of it, really. There's a lot of stuff out here, but it's not a whole lot of stuff that are covering the topics that you're covering.
I know, and I love these topics. They are so present. This is what's really going on in our lives. And I think we should address what's present and let us get some help right here. There was one show I was watching, and the guy, it was something very, very simple that these beings had not come up with a solution. And so this guy said, see, that's why I know we have not gone to the moon.
Because
we can't solve this problem right here. We can't solve relationships issues. We can't solve hunger. We can't solve co-created domestic abuse. We can't seem to come up with a simple a protocol of men, you know, a man telling a woman, I'm attracted to you, and then see what her response is. And so we're going to put somebody on the moon? Okay. All
right. Right.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Candy, I have so much on my agenda at all times, a lot on my plate every day. And one of the things that's on my plate, there's something on my plate every day that is so important to me, and that is my clients. My family used to say, she's not coming because we're not her clients.
Right.
They'd be talking to, they would tell me, I said, well, then become a client.
Mm-hmm.
You want me? Become my client. Become a client. So that is my, you know, this work that I have been, I have taken on as part of my own evolution is so important to me. I'm doing my hands now. One of my clients told me I need to be on TV because I'm making all these kind of faces and I'm doing all these kind of, I've got all these props around me. One of these things is like I got this plate and I'm over here with my main course. And to work with my blueprint, you know, this divine birth blueprint. In this blueprint, one of my five essentials is about partnerships and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was a reluctant messiah, notice I said that, in that arena, my sister used to tell me, because I had this pet phrase when I was really getting into this work, and I wanted to so empower, I just wanted to empower women and men, but mostly women, because she who rocks the cradle rules the nation. So you can see who's rocking the cradle in our nation.
Right.
So then my sister said to me, and I think I was in one of my whining moments, like, I mean, I get so sick of these women calling me about what men don't do and blah, 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 blah. And so this is what I would say, I had this cute phrase. Look, I would tell the women, I said, get you some money. You can buy a man. They cheap. That was in my old day, okay? That was before I embraced. Part of my five essentials was actually I came to the planet, took on this physical form to help us go and to embrace this new energy that's coming to the planet, and more of it is coming about around couples, that
right.
I'm actually here to help us do this thing in a healthy, dynamic, spiritual way. So saying all that, I welcome you, Candy Taylor Jeter, with a Jupiter in Libra from North Carolina and is single, however, is under the whatever cycle. So bring us up to date. What's new in your world since the last time you were on Mystic Diva? Can you give us a short version?
What's new? I have moved back home from Cleveland, Ohio. I have transitioned from being in a relationship to being single. I have moved from the state of being a student into the state of being a working woman in a new field of possibilities. And so in a way, I think I am embodying the personality or the influences of the hermit, which is what I'm under, which influences endings and new beginnings, basically, tying up loose ends and getting things, you know, in order and reflecting. And I'm doing all of those things, learning still, and I'm doing all of those things. So it has really been a journey. Because I am quite mutable, it has not been painful as I've seen some people make it, but it has definitely been an experience, you know, a growing experience.
That I like. I like that a lot. Thank you. I just want to kind of comment on, you're not in New York. Jay is in New York, and you under the hermit. I don't know what Jay is under, but he said earlier that if I had any of my listeners that were open to a very, very single bachelor that's cute and kind, fun-loving, non-self-absorbed Sagittarius with a wicked sense of humor, and he loved classic movies, classic. So, you know, and so many clients over the years have asked me, why don't I start a, why don't I just get like a dating something, something? And I used to say, I don't have enough men. I don't know enough men that will be, that will be open enough to come in under my scrutiny and let me guide them to the relationship or, you know, go through the different protocol steps of being in a relationship, you know, whether you know this is your season to date, wait, or mate. And so I said, I need more men that will come, that will participate. I have the females, and some of them won't act right. See, they won't act right half of the time. I tell them, my favorite statement is, go slow, and whatever happens, don't make the other person be wrong. See the experience. You're in for the experience. Don't be trying to take an attraction to a commitment and you don't have enough information about this individual. So I said, okay, I'll keep moving along, and when it's time, it will show itself up. That's my philosophy for today anyway, because, you know, I'm always updated, right?
Mm-hmm. Always evolving.
Always. So here's a question I have for you. When you are thinking about taking your relationship, when you're thinking about inviting someone into the relationship that you're already having with yourself, are you driven by sex or money? What drives you out of these two? I know there's others, but out of these two, does money drive you or?
Yeah, we've discussed. I would have to say sex.
Sex drive you. Okay, sex drive you. Okay, good. Because we're going to get to the other aspects that drive us also.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, today, what's on your relationship plate? How does that look, inviting someone in?
It looks like it's creative. It's focused around building. It's focused around exchanging and recycling and, you know, I think the Libra and Jupiter really plays a huge role because I really kind of like don't like being in non-participatory relationships. The person has to participate. If they don't participate, then I don't play. I don't play tennis with myself. So if they don't participate, the relationship immediately will probably fizz out because I'm not one who hits the ball and runs over to the other side and hits it back and runs over to the other side and hits it back. So it takes more of a reciprocity. Although my needs are really simple, I have been told that I'm not as complicated as most females. I don't require a lot, but that which I require is non-negotiable.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Talk about what does participation look like for you? Since that's one.
I think participation, number one, includes awareness. I like a partner who is aware. Yeah. Responses. Someone who is open and someone who is open yet with a strong sense of who they are at the same time, you know, and willing to share that, you know.
Because
we don't share who we are like we should, and I'm only like being around one who is not afraid to open up and share who they are because I'm going to share who I am.
Okay. Sounds good. I like that. In our last show, we talked about aspects of something I called interview, the interview aspect of a relationship. And a thought came to my mind, and I thought that I would ask you today, how long does the interview period last for you?
I think that depends on the person. You have some people who, first of all, if you ask them questions, you have some people who will tell you the truth right away, and you have some people who lie. That can take a little longer. Actually, it doesn't take long because once you do that, then it's pretty much over. Then you have some people who tell you the truth right away who are very open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just depends on the personality and how the dynamics of the relationship operate. I don't really have a set time. I have an internal barometer that I usually will go by, and when it's, you know, the light is green, I'll usually go with it one way or the other.
Okay. So yours is an inner knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore one has to really know self to be able to be in touch with that internal barometer, that meter you got running inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a probation period? And if so, is it ever discussed? It's like you have something that you can, that you engage in, but does the other person know that what you're going to use to say how long they're going to, do you communicate that to the other person?
I communicate.
You do?
Well, I don't necessarily communicate specific timelines. I'll say that again. But I communicate specifically what I'm usually looking for or, you know, what I don't. I do that through conversation. It's not through a list or it's not through a formal interview, so to speak, but rather informally and casually talk, I think, because my nature is more of a kind of laid back. I'm not really anxious when it comes to relationships. I've never been carried anxiety with me when it comes to relationships. Usually I'm pretty relaxed, and that kind of pays off because the person is relaxed enough to be who they are around me for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it kind of comes out. Things kind of come out to a degree. Not saying I've never been hoodwinked. You know, we all fall into those traps. I'm not saying I know everything at all, but the basics pretty much usually reveal themselves pretty early.
So, if you were to truly reflect. I mean, I myself, I have not been deceived. I have not been deceived. I may not say anything, but I haven't been. I don't care what he's saying. I got something inside of me that's gauging me, and I'm tuned into that. Even when I was asleep, going through organized religion. That was my agenda, too, then, because, see, when I was going through organized religion, my relationship agenda had to do with going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, of course, going to heaven also have a lot to do with great sex and money that you can't say that that's why you're attracted, because he needs to have something to bring to the table, too, because organized religion says that he's really supposed to take care of you. I wonder why they practice half of that and not practice all of it.
Right.
That's always funny to me. I'm just supposed to take care
right.
of me. Okay, you're not practicing the code of your. You're not practicing the code of your country club.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to take care of me.
Right.
So, and then we're not supposed to mention we're having sex either.
Yeah, that's... you're supposed to do a lot of lying, aren't you? Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's what I
remember. You become expert liars and manipulators.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to say that you're getting married so that you can have legal sex and so that you can not go to hell and... so that you can not look like you're undesirable in the face of all of your other married friends who got married at 18. Yeah, everybody was fighting to get into that club only to be divorced, 10 years or less, you know? Just back at square one, having missed complete developmental period. Yeah, that's so honorable, isn't it?
Doesn't that just expand us? Aren't we just great evolved beings? I'm supposed to just go and be with you, and so my girlfriends won't think I got three heads.
And
when you look at me, I don't look like Cyclops.
Yeah, not to mention how we deprive our children Because we entered into marriage so early before we were developed that we actually did not have the tools that we needed to do what they needed according to their blueprint. Had we been aware of the blueprint, but we're told not to even look at our blueprint. So, you know. Yeah, that's
an
amazing
thing. That's amazing, isn't it?
And put on this plunge and walk off the cliff with kids and a family and pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. I look back now, and I think sometimes when my ex told me when I got over... When I really knew who I am, and I am simply God, period. And when that came to me, I had no need to go to hear someone tell me who I was not and put me back in the fear mode. And just nothing was going to come out of that was for my good. And so when I get past that I need to be saved. I couldn't figure out when I got unsaved either, but I just, from age 10 to 11, I somehow I got sinful. And at 11 years of age, I was so sinful that I need saving.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what else to do. I got all this, you know, Aquarius. Aquarius probably just about to blow his brain out in this Sagittarius. And... you know, I had to drop down to the. I think I wanted to sleep under the cap spell, do the right thing. So when I come to myself and I realize who I am, I tell this being that I got this sex contract with. That, oh, by the way, the sex stopped with me after the contract was enforced.
Right.
You get
right.
this piece of paper right. for the sex. And then after there's no sex. You have sex but not with each other. You are happy but not with each other. So he tells me later, he says, you know, Dora, I really thought I had my bluff in on you. And I thought, well, now, do I need to bust this bubble right about now? Yeah, I think I do. I said, I wasn't bothered about you when I was married. You didn't rate. When I was married to the state. See, that paper's with the state. It's not with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to get this too. I was focusing on going to heaven. Now I find out it's in between my two ears. It's
right.
either hell or heaven. You know, so
right.
you have your bluffing on me. Are you crazy? Do you think a female on this planet will let a man get a bluff in on her? We make you people.
Yeah.
We make people. I said, why do you think you had your bluffing on me? It's not ever about you. When you with that contract with the state, it's never about that person. It's some other kind of belief or philosophy that you bought into as a child when you're sleeping. People trying to, you know, put this down your throat, and the thing is, one day you're going to die, and you're going to need to meet your maker, and you're going to end up in hell. Oh, the whole little sermon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he told me, that he was he thought he had his bluff in on me. Anyway, we got 33 minutes left until the show. I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to just. Check in with some callers, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're going to call her 870-373. Are you there? Do you have a contribution? Or are you just listening? Okay. All right, then we're going to go to 770-283. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
Hey, Tanisha, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's up, Tanisha? What's up, Tanisha?
Oh, same old thing, but it's good.
Is it good?
It's good.
You got any comments so far about our show? Any contribution?
Mostly just listening, but of course, I think the female always has the lead. She sometimes has different philosophies or theories according to how she is raised or brought up. But once she wakes up and she says, oh, and she pops up and then she says, I won't. So.
Once she wakes up.
Once she wakes up and she says, she pops and she says, oh, I won't. So even then, you know, then she really has a lead.
Yes,
and she
does.
She takes it on.
She takes it on.
She
That's
does.
That's so true. Okay. All right. Well, we got it straight from you, Tanisha. You always have the word for us. And we appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Any other word you got for us? Is that it for you? For right now?
That's it for right now.
Okay. Well, you're going to stay with us, right?
I am.
Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to go now and do a little promo, and then we'll be back.
If you want to open yourself up, find your life's purpose, walk firmly into your destiny, and find out what life cycle you're in, then intuitive spiritual coach Dora Jones is what you need, and she's available to you. Dora Jones is a tremendous, universal, and metaphysical coach who specializes in soul integration. Take advantage of the benefit of this dedicated spiritual coach who helps keep us at the top of the game. She uses her spiritual skills, numerology, and astrology to support you in knowing your divine blueprint. Visit www.inspirationscoop.com and schedule your phone session, e-session, or reading today. You'll receive the following benefits by using Dora's unique abilities as spiritual life coach. Increase self-esteem and personal worth, make more enlightened decisions, and shown ways to effectively save goals and plan your agenda. You'll be given the tools to release people, places, and things that block you from receiving and achieving. Visit www.inspirationscoop.com or email dorajones@inspirationscoop.com.
Okay, welcome back. This is Dora Jones, and I am your host on the Mystic Diva Show, BlakeRadio.com, Rainbow Soul. We are so glad. We're glad to be here today. We had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but that was all ironed out, and now we are here. And we are glad to be here. I have a very special guest with me today that is always fun, and I always learn something when I talk to her, Candy Taylor Jeter. Just made my show today. I was talking to Candy this morning, and I couldn't come together. My 14 people couldn't come together on what kind of show we should do today. And then we start talking this morning, and I just knew what type of show that I wanted to do today. So here we are. We are here. So my next question to you, Candy, are there any deal breakers when the relationship is going, or let's say at the beginning or before you really have gotten engaged into, you say, well, okay, this is something, after talking to you, I've talked to you a while, and as you said, you don't have a timeline. Are there any deal breakers during the interview process? An interview process to me is not like, okay, here's my list of things and I got my sheet of paper out. that's not it. It's more, as you said, it's conversation style, and it's asking and listening, because it's conversation. It's not yes and no answers. Sometimes yes, but not always. What are your relationship deal breakers?
No dream. No self-motivation.
No dream.
No dream. No self, no dreams, no goals. No self-motivation. No individuality. You know, I like to see, I remember when I first had my children, when I first had my son and I had him inside me, and for so long before I had children, I always thought, you know, that I would forever feel this certain type of connection to them. And that I'm going to say in a minute. But it was like the moment he was born and he was breathing on his own and eating on his own and his immune system was his own and everything, I looked at him and said, wow, this is an individual.
Mm-hmm.
I did not look at him like he was this appendage of me. It was really weird because I looked at him like, wow. Immediately I felt like if I don't let him be who he is, I'm going to lose him. I felt
mm-hmm.
that, and I felt something immediately was pulling my firstborn away from me, and I felt that with each of my kids. Every time I would give birth, I would feel close. I nursed them all for a very long time. But I felt like they were being pulled away from me. And before I really understood what that meant, I felt a little saddened by it because I felt like I was losing a certain amount of control. And
mm-hmm.
then I transferred that over into my relationships and said, wow, it's the same thing in relationships. When we fall in love, we birth something new, and immediately
mm-hmm.
we want to control it. You know, we want to steer
mm-hmm.
it. And go in this direction and that direction. Once I could comprehend letting go of the control mother personality, like I have to guide the child in every single little aspect, I began to see my love relationship differently because I didn't want to transfer that mother energy over into my relationships that we so often do naturally as women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now when I meet on a conscious level, I immediately want to feel that individuality. I don't want the male to look at me as mommy. And you and I talked about a phrase that I encountered recently that was kind of a turnoff to me that alluded to the fact that the person kind of thought, looked at me as a mommy figure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was not comfortable with that, and most women would take that as a compliment. So I look for that individuality, the break in the umbilical cord. If I don't
mm-hmm.
feel that, that's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker. If I have to motivate you, feed you ideas, feed you, you know, I don't mind being a co-creator. I love that. Libra and Jupiter makes me co-create.
Right.
I don't want to have to feed you everything. I want you to feed me. I want to feed you. I want us to feed each other and just do this slow back and forth thing, you know. So I think those are deal breakers more so than the more surface things like money, because we can create money. Actually, money is easy to create if you have the spiritual connection, that passion, that fire, that self-motivation, your dreams, your goals, your hopes. That's all a part of making money to me. I feel rich when I have that with someone.
Yes. Yes, that is the richness. And I think that is a very, that's foundational. That's a foundational piece for me. My deal breakers are similar to yours. One word is mommy. You use one of those maternal words.
Right.
And initially words like sweetie and honey, I don't like those either. Those are deal breakers. Because we haven't developed, we don't have anything that we share that's unique to us. So Sweetie
right.
and Honey belong to someone else.
You can
because
say
I have not known you long enough. What'd you say, Candy?
Because you can say that to anybody, can't you?
Yeah, to anybody. And I find out in my 63 years, people that, male and female, that use those pet names right off, they are saying it to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I
yeah.
can't, you know, I won't ever get your name wrong. Because everybody is darling, everybody is sweetie. And then the mommy thing really, really gets me. The last guy I dated, that's where we parted company. Yeah, I said, there are only two people permitted to call me that, and they don't call me that. And that's my two sons, Keith and
mm-hmm.
Kevin. They call me Dora, and they call me mm-hmm. DJ. See, they don't even call. If I hear them call me Mom, they call me DJ. If I hear them call me Mom, that's an emergency call to me. That's somebody else that shows up. Like, huh? You know, it's like I'm back on guard now. You're 2 years old. See, you're back
right.
to the toddler. When I hear that, and that has better be an emergency.
Right.
When I
right.
Mom, and then it's like, oh. You know, I'm back to like, oh, he crossed the street. Oh, where is he? I thought he was right.
Right.
I'm you triggered emergency mom then.
Exactly.
So I respond to that, but I know that is a different voice. That's a different entity that they want at that time. But, yeah, DJ. And their girlfriends or lovers or wives have asked them, and they would say, what you call your mom? And they says, Dora or DJ. Huh? I said, did you also tell them I was weird? So that'd be okay. You know, kind of Aquarius. Just say, my mom Aquarius, way out there.
Yeah.
Way somewhere in the future where we don't tie people down with roles.
Mm-hmm.
You slip out. You can slip in and out of the role. A role is like some clothing that you wear, but this basic individual that you are, this individual that you brought to the planet, that's you. Mommy is a role. That's not me. That's something mm-hmm. that I'm playing. I'm playing out, motivated by the relationship that we're interacting with, and I can slip out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm not gonna slip out of. I'm not gonna slip out of DJ. That's my
right.
five. See, that's a five, and I must have freedom. Okay, so my list is similar to yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, had a similar experience with my sons, recognizing that they were individuals early on, and
right.
also recognized that they were unique individuals. They were not carbon copies of each other.
Mm-hmm,
so
exactly.
I didn't try to compare them that one should be like the other one.
Mm-hmm.
They were individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me to raise them, too. It was
right.
easy because I didn't expect one to perform like the other one, and I still don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good deal breakers. Now, let's talk about, good deal breakers. Money is never a deal breaker for me. Because that's a, and I love the co-creative process
mm-hmm.
in a relationship where we're using our skills and talents and we're building something. So
yeah.
can we talk about the creative side of relationships that you're in when you're actually building something together?
Well, I had to move from my womb to the external part of me because, you know, I always felt like that I wanted to have, you know, unlike you, Cora, I love having babies.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, I really love the process of having babies, of nursing them and watching my body, you know, transform into this thing of beauty, you know, and delivering them and
seeing their personalities and things, and I just loved every aspect of that. And once I realized that that was a part of my creative nature, even though I did love having children, I did get my tubes tied at 28 because I knew that it wasn't practical for me to just have children. So once I got my tubes tied and I knew that the option of me having children was out of the question, whenever I would feel maternal, I would always create something, and I would do that by myself. But then I realized eventually that that was one of my requirements when I was with a partner, because I noticed that whenever I was partnering with someone, I would try to pull them in. And that was when I noticed that that was natural for me. Of course, I had to change my tactic of pulling in, because then it would turn into where I'm trying to recreate them, you know, and I had to separate, because my creativity would then turn into a project of trying to create something in them. So I think I evolved into wanting creative partnership. It was a growth process for me. Now I do look for someone who has their own creativity, again, their own dreams, their own self-motivation, and I like to jump in and out of that. And if we kind of meet up somewhere and can come together, that's just perfect, you know. I like that.
Okay. The relationship in my memory, the relationship that I enjoyed the most, were the ones that we had shared ventures. We had things that we shared. There was one time when I actually had a business with a partner, and we worked together and we lived together. That did not that didn't hinder us. Because we both had Libra. So he really wanted it. Of course, there were times when other people would make, he was kind of insecure with that, because other people would say, every time I see one, I see the other one. Well, that's what happens when you got Libra. You're supposed to see, you know, you can't be Libra and not see the scales get unbalanced.
That's
so when I'm walking, when I'm not in a shared adventures or in a relationship, say just an ongoing relationship with a man, I always find myself focusing on having shared ventures with other people, because I have to have that balance. Libra is very prominent in my profile, and when I'm not operating in that energy, I feel that there's something missing in my life. So I'm always collaborating with someone else, seeing how that I can support your agenda, or I can put other people together and you can have this together. And some of my clients, and this is out of true love what I'm saying, I can put people together. Not just for a couple, for a union of the heart or a couple, but I can see where your skill set, your talents could make your journey easier if you could team up with this person.
Right.
If for instance, I have a client that's both of them are into fashion. Well, they both work fashion from two different points of views, and being able to put them together is one of the things that I'm working on now. Many times when I put the female and the male together, they go crazy because they think I'm trying to hook them up with as a love relationship, but that's not it. If I am, I'll tell you up front, and I will go about it in a different way, because it's a very tricky, delicate thing to do. But I can sense and see when your skill set or your talents can enhance someone else, and you can get to your goal. With less, your goal is easier because you got someone else doing that part. You can go do what you really like instead of doing everything. So I'm able to do that, and I've had a lot of success stories in that way. To have that, and when it's if I connect a man and a woman, and depending on where they are in their growth, they may think I'm hooking them up, but I'm not. I don't do the hookup. I don't do that. It's too much required. Opportunities, talents, and skills to advance you on your usually in your professional goals, or sometimes it's just to have someone to talk to. That in your world, everybody that they don't get your philosophy or the way you practice your spirituality. In your present world, there is no one you can talk to. So I may suggest a client, well, you live in the same city. Why don't I put you together? You can go to lunch together. You can hang out together. You have someone to talk to. I will do that as well.
Right.
But I'm very cautious about connect the male-female. And I find that a lot of the males could enhance a lot of what the women are doing and vice versa, but to get them to see that I'm not trying to get them to go into a personal relationship. That's not it at all.
Right.
I don't do that. Not yet. I'll let you know when I start.
Well, actually, more people need to look at other dynamics other than just the intimate relationship part.
Yes.
Because it's we're moving into the age now where cooperation, co-creation, and coming together is highly important, and we need to learn how to coexist on another plane altogether, you know, outside of intimate relationships.
And this is true for males, too. They have, a lot of them have a hard time dealing with women that they're not related to.
Right.
And sex is not part of it.
Exactly.
That's a huge antiquated level that we must rid very quickly. If they don't find themselves sexually attracted to you, they don't think they can build any kind of, they can't build any kind of a relationship with you or an interaction with you. And that is so unhealthy. And there need to be an accelerated change of view, because you're missing out on something that's very, very important. In fact, it actually could help you with your primary relationship.
Right.
And so now we got to deal with the level of trust and
mm-hmm.
honesty and honest disclosure, and I need to really have a good grasp on who I am as an individual.
Right.
So it means that we really got to start growing, and as you say, the planet is moving to co-creative ventures in the open, broad daylight, cooperation, coexistence, and I think this is where Libra is playing a big role in the planet. Today is generational for people born in my generation, because we are Neptune and Libra. And then the solar, during that same time, the sun was having a solar eclipse in Libra a lot during that cycle. So we are in our wisdom cycle now, so we should have this thing really with more wisdom than I see in my generation.
Right.
Come
right.
on, people,
well, your,
grow up.
Your generation, I think, was hampered by the religious movement. you know, they did not. I'm serious. I'm saying that with love, because it's just really sad that all of that wisdom has been canned, you know?
It has.
Yeah,
they won't even admit that they ever had sex. They won't admit that they ever had an orgasm.
Right.
But I say
right.
You have children. How did they get here?
Exactly. So
now it's sad. Okay, go on.
It's the generation of denial.
True.
I came out extremely inquisitive and very aware of fairness and unfairness and uneven things, and really, you know, when disparities, and I always noticed those kinds of and a lot of very, very aware of inconsistencies.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in church and I was really little, and I remember hearing the pastor talking about sharing. And I was like, why is he telling, you know, grown people how to share? If that's what my kindergarten teacher was telling me. Everybody knows to share, you know. And I just remember thinking in my mind, why are these big grown people that I'm looking up to listening to this message like they've never heard it before? And I begin to kind of observe and thought that there was something holding back the development of humans. First of all, they didn't ask enough questions. I was always
Say that again. Yes.
Ask enough questions. I asked questions until my parents said they didn't know. I was always comfortable with I don't know. But if you have an answer for everything, you normally really don't know.
You don't know, right.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, why is it that in this institutional realm, everything has an answer to it until it's something that you want to do on your own? You know, it's like if you want to do something within this institution, we have all the answers you need. But if outside of this institution, you're stepping into the realm of the unknown, and that's very dangerous. You know, and they'll tell you on one hand, if you step out of here, you're going to go to hell. But if you don't step out with us inside of here, then you don't have faith. You know, and I noticed those inconsistencies, and I was like, wow, this is something that represents nature, because when I look at nature, I look at something that's very diverse but very consistent. And I notice that we are going against nature when we try to can God and put God in a can. And when we put God in a can, then we want to put relationships in a can. And when we put relationships in a can, we have to jump in the can in order to be in the relationship, and I don't want to be in the can. You know, so I have to stay out of the can. I have to remain a little weird and off in order to fully embrace who God created me to be, or I will die physically. I can feel breath going out of me if I do not fully embrace my personal relationship with the universe. And somebody to take it and define it for me. It doesn't, if I take the prescription and have it an allergic reaction, you know.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the can is, it's a break, it's a deal breaker, it's a killer. It kills relationships, it kills growth, it kills the ability to co-create, to build something together. So it's still very, very limited. I'm like you've always been wanting to know why?
Yeah.
Okay, and this doesn't work, so what are we going to do next? Are we just going to keep doing what doesn't work? Okay, well, not me. I'm out of here. And there'll be a... those years, there will be a little bit of crack in the door, because I'm growing up in a time when we don't have cyberspace, we don't have internet. You know, I don't have black radio. I just got these thoughts going on in my head, and thank God there was Star Trek. I can walk outside and say, "Beam me up." I got off on the wrong planet.
Yeah.
Being still caught up on this level. I need to go. Beam me up.
Yeah.
And no beam up, though, but I would scream, have a go at it and make the, and I'll go back in the house and resume whatever role I was. But I knew it was temporary. I was not going to be able to live that out. So let me go back to Tanisha a minute, and since she has one last word for us, we've got 3 minutes left into the show. Tanisha, I see you still with us. Do you have a comment?
It's very interesting because I was listening to your guest and about the sharing. And what it made me think about was we have become so superficial. It's everything is me. And we get into these relationships saying me. And then we find out that you are the only one in the relationship because you thought about me. And this wasn't thought about, if I could say quickly, and this is many years ago, I was listening to a minister on TV, and he said people get married and they think about the wedding and all these bridesmaids, and they go through this whole ritual, and he's standing up there waiting for these 16 bridesmaids to get to the altar and go through this whole ceremony. And then after they get married, they go on the honeymoon. You have this big reception. They go on the honeymoon, and then she or he will want a conference with them, and they say, do you think this is the right person for me? Well, this is the question they should have asked first and foremost. So we have so misplaced our values. And we wonder why we have such a high divorce rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we shouldn't go to the courthouse in the first place.
You said it.
That would take care of it. Now, see, you know, if you don't do this, you don't have to deal with that. So I always say, well, too many licenses being given out. And then you get license for what? Everything else, you got to know how to do it before you get a license, right? And we're 60 minutes into close, 60 seconds, that is. Candy, one last word. Thank you, Tanisha. Thank you, Sunchild, for being in the chat room. We appreciate you. So, Candice, what is your last word? Because
well,
we have out of time.
How our relationship with God actually reflects how our relationship with others are perceived within our own minds. And once we take God out of the box, once we develop our relationship with the universe and trust that, we tend to have a natural trust in our relationship because we know that everything works out on our behalf when we are connected.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually.
Okay. That is so true. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening, especially my guest today, Candy Taylor Jeter. Our topic today has been relationship agenda, sex or money, and we found out that it's more than that. So thank you, Candy, for joining us. You have been amazing. Tanisha and everybody that called in, Jay that called in, and chat room, Sunchild, thank you so very much. And I thank you, everybody that will listen to the show on archive. We want you to know we appreciate your contribution. You really do make our show. And this is Dora Jones, Mystic Diva host. Next week, I think we go to daylight saving time. Arizona does not move the clock. So I think we'll be broadcasting next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. What not a hoot. We're supposed to be saving daylight. That's amazing. Okay, thank you everybody for being with us. We love you and we appreciate you. Tune in next week for the Mystic Diva Show. This is Dora Jones saying ta-ta till next time. Ta-ta. Good night, everybody.
Good night.